Faraj, Communities Being Changed Beyond Recognition by Mass Migration. By Jack Montgomery on November 25, 2022. Brexit champion Nigel Farage has warned that British communities are being changed beyond recognition and quality of life eroded as the Conservative Party increases net immigration to over 500,000 a year to satisfy bosses' hunger for cheap foreign labour. Responding to confirmation that net immigration in 2021 set a new all-time record of over 500,000, with gross immigration over 1.1 million. On his YouTube channel, Farage had harsh words for the political class in general and the Conservatives. Tories, in particular for the influx, despite years of broken promises about it being reduced. Let's get some history here. From Windrush, in the late 1940s, up until the turn of the century, approaching 2000, net migration into Britain ran at an average of 30,000 people every year. For 50, 60 years it's running 30,000 a year, he recalled. Then Mr. Tony Blair gets in and decides we're going to open up the doors in the most astonishing way. His deliberate attempt to make us a more diverse country. Farage explained, likely having in mind Labour operatic Andrew Neither's proud boast in late 2009, the year before the leftist party was forced from office at the ballot box, that the deliberate policy of ministers from late 2000 was to open up the UK to mass migration in order to make the UK truly multicultural. To rub the right's nose in diversity and render their arguments out of date. You'd have thought since 2010, since David Cameron got into power, that that might have changed, Farage continued, this time likely having in mind the Conservatives' election manifesto pledges ahead of the 2010, 2015, and 2017 general elections to reduce net immigration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands. But no, net migration has gone up consistently to over 200,000 a year, some years even up as high as 300,000. He said, asserting that the British population has risen by 4 million people since the Conservatives reclaimed office and by over 8 million people since 2001. TAFE promised us they would cut net migration to tens of thousands a year. Remember, they said it and over, again, and again, and again. And then, with Brexit, they were going to take back control. And one of the reasons they got a monster 80-seat majority in the House of Commons in 2019 was by getting Brexit done. People thought the immigration problem would be solved, he reminded listeners. Oh, I know Labour wouldn't do any better. But I'm sick to death of being lied to at election after election by the Conservatives, and I bet many of you are too. In terms of the downside impact of the increased mass migration the British people have actually been given by the Conservatives, the former UKIP and Brexit Party Supremo highlighted issues including difficulty in securing an appointment with a doctor. Forget it, there are too many people, or getting on the housing ladder. Forget it, there aren't enough houses, and those that are, of course, because of supply and demand, are simply too expensive. Have you tried traveling around the country on a Friday? You can't move on the roads, many of our motorways are now being turned into dangerous death trap so-called smart motorways with cameras everywhere, and if you break down, well, you may well die. Why? Because the population is out of control, he said. Our quality of life is being diminished by what is a major population crisis. It's been done to us by politicians who answer the call of big business, because they want as much cheap labor as they can possibly get their hands on. And it's right across the board. It's Conservatives, it's Labour, it's the BBC, it's most of mainstream media. Actually, what they're saying it, we need even more people. They're not happy with 500,000 a year, they'd like that figure to rise even further, he lamented. In a Telegraph article about the 2020 immigration figures written prior to the publication of his video, Farage said the Conservatives deserve to be wiped out electorally for the way they have, apparently deliberately, betrayed their core voters, and it may be that the veteran campaigner, who has staged several political comebacks in the past, intends to play a role in making this a reality. He suggested as much earlier this month when responding to news that the Conservatives were considering betraying Brexit, more than they already have done by selling out British fishermen and British unionists in Northern Ireland, by pursuing a new Swiss-style Brexit in name only deal with the European Union. I simply couldn't stand aside and do nothing if this act of betrayal continues. So, please, if you are Conservative, take this as a warning. No, sorry, a threat, it will happen, you will be obliterated if you continue down this route. He said, recalling the European Parliament election which is Brexit party. Now Reform UK, won handily, with the Theresa May led Tories reduced to a mere 8% of the vote amid her manifest failure to deliver Brexit. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.